and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'd like to serve you my insights so you can develop your fluency. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. Last episode, we discovered many ways to use the word head. Today, we're going just below the head for this useful word. In today's episode, we're going to look at the term neck. There are many ways to use this body part to talk about different situations. I will give you a phrase, its meaning, and an example sentence. Remember to pause if you'd like to repeat each one. 1. A pain in the neck. Someone or something that is very annoying. For example, my little brother can be a real pain in the neck sometimes. 2. To stick your neck out. To take a risk or do something bold for someone. For example, she really stuck her neck out to help me get that job. 3. To breathe down someone's neck. To watch someone too closely, often making them feel pressured. For example, I can't work when my boss is breathing down my neck. 4. Neck and neck. Very close in a race or competition. For example, the two teams were neck and neck until the final minute. 5. Break your neck. To try extremely hard or put in a lot of effort. For example, he broke his neck trying to meet the deadline. Now for some useful phrases with the word neck. Crane your neck. To stretch your neck to see something better. For example, the people in the back had to crane their necks to see the stage. Up to your neck in. Very busy or deeply involved in something. It can often be something negative. For example, I'm up to my neck in homework this week. A millstone around your neck. A heavy burden or responsibility that makes life difficult. For example, that debt has been a millstone around his neck for years. To grab by the neck or to take by the neck. To seize or control something forcefully. For example, she grabbed the problem by the neck and solved it. And now for a compound word using neck with many uses, bottleneck. Bottleneck has several meanings as a noun, an adjective, and a verb. Firstly, as a noun, it's the neck or narrow opening of a bottle. Secondly, it's a place, such as a narrow road, where traffic is slow or stopped. And thirdly, it's a place or a step in a process where progress has slowed or stopped. As an adjective, bottleneck is used in music to describe a style of playing guitar. A bottleneck is used to stop the strings from vibrating by sliding across them. It's worn on one finger and is also known as slide guitar. As a verb, bottleneck can be both transitive, with a direct object, and intransitive, without a direct object. Here are two examples for each. Feel free to pause if you'd like to repeat them. Transitive verb examples, without a direct object. 1. The broken machine bottlenecked the production line. 2. Too many rules bottlenecked the approval process. Intransitive verb examples with no direct object. 1. Traffic always bottlenecks at this bridge during the evening. 2. The project bottlenecked after the manager left. Well done. You showed up today and finished this episode. Keep going. Learning English might feel tough now, but you're already way ahead, neck and neck with people who've been studying for a long time. I'm proud of you. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. It's time to head off, but first, could you do me one small favor, please? If you know someone who is learning English, could you please pebble them the link to this episode? It really would mean a lot to me. Also, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe. I'll be here for you, dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge.